I was tired of the MAGA. Most people are very nice. Too many find it too easy to join with Doge or with ICE. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was doom scrolling in bed on a political website. There was a story that read, if you come from Venezuela and have suspicious tattoos, you'll be detained and deported and vilified on Fox News. To Tico Luca they will fly you, you'll be caged like an ape in the prison called Seacock, from which there's no escape. Agents grabbing immigrants off the street into vans. And the felon in the White House hopes to do it to Americans. He calls those criminals homegrown, wants them deported as well. Toss due process out the window and send them all off to hell. Kill Mara Brego Garcia, bring him back to our shore. Who Kelly says it's the U.S. Trump says it's El Salvador. Some Democrats are going down there to cut through all this red tape, or at least bring a file so he can plan his escape. Manuel Gutierrez and Mahmoud Khalil arrested Sai Pavuluri and brought along Dr. Phil. None had criminal records or was a threat to you and me. Straight up racial profiling based on white supremacy. Young Adriana Zapata, Nixon, Oswahe Perez, and Miss Rumesa Ozturk, say thanks heaps, Mr. Prez. Don't know how many more were taken, but the world stands agape. Till Trump's impeached and convicted and put where he can't escape. Come from Venezuela and have suspicious tattoos, you'll be detained and deported and vilified on Fox News. To Tico Luca they will fly you, you'll be caged like an ape in the prison called Seacock, from which there's no escape. Kill Mar Abrego Garcia brought back to our shore, but the regime still accused him of wanting to start a war. If your name sounds vaguely Hispanic, or you're less pale than Snape, they want to throw you in.